This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday. It's January 30th. It's another day for a roster report that, once again, will not involve any players. We'll talk primarily about coaches and front office types, but big news this week, Paul Perillo, out of Foxborough, Floyd Reese, formerly of ESPN and before that, formerly of the Tennessee Titans, brought on board as senior football advisor. Nick Caserio was, I don't know how you want to phrase it, not promoted, has the same title, but you know the release was very adamant in stating the fact that he will manage the daily personnel department operations. These two guys will clearly be filling the shoes left when Scott Pioli went to Kansas City. Yeah. Give me your thoughts on Floyd. I've done it all in the league, Reese.
I think it's a good move, good solid move. I think that the one area that you might have had some worry about with Nick Caserio was his lack of experience with the on the paper side, the paperwork side, contract, salary cap, these kinds of things. And obviously, Floyd Reese has tons of experience in that department. I think he'll handle some of that clerical work and working the numbers and the figures, where Nick Caserio can kind of – he does get a promotion in that he is sort of overseeing the personnel department. He's doing all the things that Pioli did on the in the field work kind of side. He's overseeing his scouts, his personnel people, and I think he's going to be the guy that's going to be looking for the players for Bill Belichick. Floyd Reese is going to be the guy that's going to help Bill Belichick get those players into situations contractually that are best for the team.
There had been reports that Caserio would actually get promoted to the VP role. That's not accurate, but there were also subsequent reports that while retaining his current role, director of player personnel, he got a nice bump in the paycheck, which I'm sure.
Yeah, I did read that
Nick
as
enjoys.
Well. Yeah, and so that's why I say he did get a promotion, just not a change in title.
Right.
He's going to have more responsibility, and according to some of the reports, one specifically in the Boston Globe that I read, he does get a nice bump in pay. So I think the personnel side of it anyway worked out very well. You have a guy that goes back a long way, Andy, with Bill Belichick and Floyd Reese. They were together way back in 1976 and 77, I believe, in Detroit on the Lions staff. And Floyd Reese has sort of done, as he said, he's sort of done it all in the NFL. He's been a coach. He's been a strength and conditioning coach, a linebackers coach, defensive coordinator, and all the way up and through, you know, being the general manager, being kind of in charge of the whole football operation. So it's a guy with a wealth of experience over his 30-plus years in the NFL and a guy with a past relationship with Belichick as well.
And a guy who drafted pretty well in his time ahead of the department in Tennessee. You know, there were some questions about how they managed the salary cap at times. With him at the helm there, with the Oilers.
They had problems in the late 90s, early 2000s, yeah.
But he's drafted a number of guys, had success atop the draft, kind of like the Patriots have had over the years. So I think it's a good role, and it's interesting. You know, we wondered, is he sort of a bridge to the true Nick Caserio era down the road? But he was very open, saying he expects to be here more than a year. This is not maybe a Dom Capers type situation where it's one and done. He's moving his family to Foxborough. He'll be at Gillette Stadium because I think the title, senior advisor, some people think consultant, that he won't be. It sounds like he's going to be a full-time employee person in Foxborough, and he looks to be that beyond not just 2009 but more than a one-year deal. So, you know, they've sort of added a lot of talent and experience to the personnel department, and we'll just see how it plays out.
But, yeah, I feel good about that.
We questioned, would Bill be spread too thin? This is a move that helps to keep him from, at least personnel-wise, being spread too thin and gives him time to maybe focus on some other roles and different things.
Yeah, I think he eliminates that worry. Is Nick quite ready for that ascension? Now I have Nick doing this part, and I have a guy that I am pretty comfortable with and have a long history with in Floyd Reese that can make sure that any inexperience that Caserio has is sort of made up for with, like we said, a wealth of experience for Floyd Reese.
In terms of players, one of those who's most notable on the Patriots' list of off-season maneuverings, Matt Cassel, has been down in Tampa for the Super Bowl week, doing some promotional work for Gatorade and making the rounds of Radio Row. Had some comments, Paul, talking about how he now understands the franchise the franchise tag and how the salary cap and everything works a little bit more. He had kind of alluded to late in the year that he wasn't worried about that. It was all football and that was business for later. He's taken a primer course on that in preparation of the February 5th date where teams can start franchising players. And, you know, by some reports, the Patriots are going to do that, have already decided to do that. We will find out. But he made some comments, and we found out that the franchise tag number, should he receive that, would be $14.6 and change million dollars, giving the Patriots over $29 million on the salary cap should they retain both Tom Brady and Matt Castle moving forward for any period of time on the cap calendar. What are your thoughts at this point before the tag has to be placed on Matt Castle?
Well, I think my thoughts are pretty much the same as they have been since maybe the middle of November into December when he really started lighting it up. I think that the Patriots will franchise him. I think that's the best course of action for the team, regardless of Brady's health. And I think that you need to maximize that commodity that you have. I think you have to find a way to trade him for as much as you can get. Now, there's been some varied reports. Most people say first-round pick. Some people don't think they'll be able to get that high. But whatever that is, I think the Patriots would be in their best interest to shop it around and figure out what they can get and what they can do. And I would certainly expect them to do that and go from there. But really, my thoughts haven't changed on it for at least 3 months now.
One of those people who voiced an opinion before he became employed with the New England Patriots was Floyd Reese.
He said
first-round pick, maybe two first-round picks, but certainly first round and something, a second, a third. So he set the bar pretty high, and he is now a person who's part of that decision-making process. And will have, you know, if they do franchise him and then what they would expect in return of a trade, he's now part of that conversation, and he thinks it's pretty high. Steve Mariucci on the NFL Network, former coach and decision-maker in football, says it's a first-round pick plus. So, you know, based on those comments, guys that are in the league, it sounds like it's going to be pretty high bidding if the Patriots do go that route. You mentioned Tom Brady's health. There was a report in the Boston Globe this week that Tom Brady will be ready for opening day 2009.
Yeah. Great.
Positive news. The last thing we'd heard in terms of definitive was there was a chance that he wouldn't be ready for 2009. This was a pretty definitive story citing medical sources by Chris Gasper and Shira Springer, the Boston Globe, that regardless of everything else you've heard, the focus right now is he is going to be ready for the first game of 2009.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit on PFW in Progress, and Tom Curran's original report that was in NBCSports.com actually was very similar to this. It just kind of painted a possibility of 2009 being in jeopardy if he needed another surgery. And Tom has also, since that initial report, which came out on December 28th, I believe it was the day of the Buffalo finale in Buffalo, since then, he has come out a couple of times on local radio here on WEEI and sort of said that they have, you know, he sort of alluded to the, they've made the decision that they're not going to fix the current problem in the knee, and they're going to play with it. And that's certainly what the Globe piece this week sort of indicated, was that Brady is going to be able to suit up and be ready to go for the start of the 2009 season. We'll have to see. I don't think any of us is going to really know what that means until we see him on the field and how much of an effect that has on his play.
Yeah, no, I mean, it can go a number of ways. We've seen guys that were going to be ready to play, like Phillip Rivers, who was ready to play and went out and had a great year after major knee surgery. We've seen guys that were, quote, going to be ready to play, like Dante Culpepper after major knee surgery, who wasn't ready to play. So it can go a million different ways. All we know at this point is it sounds pretty definitive. He's going to try to play that first game. You know, the first snap of the first game.
I agree
this year.
With you. I would be very surprised if he was not on the field in September, barring, as that report said, barring another setback.
And one final Brady note. I found this very interesting. Buried in a notebook, buried in an interview on Entertainment Tonight for Brady pitching another one of his products. But I thought interesting comments saying he has some goals long term, like playing 40. He used the word 40, and he is now, what, 32 years old?
Like playing at the age of 40?
Yes. That's what. So, to me, I always thought he might be a guy that could leave sooner rather than later based on other interests and all the things.
That's eight more years.
I mean, that's 8 years of Tom Brady. If you play till you're 40, you're an old quarterback. You're pushing the window there.
Oh, sure.
So, I found that interesting. Tom Brady looking to play till he's 40, and the next step in that process will be the first game of 2009. Based on published reports, he will be ready to go. And we'll be ready to go again next Friday.
Is he playing music to get us out of here?
He is. He's trying to wrap this up. Next Friday, we will be within the window of the franchise tag period where teams, a two-week window, can place the franchise tag. Starts next Thursday. We will see what the Patriots do with Matt Cassel. We will see what they do with salary cap space as we move forward towards free agency on February 27th. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart will be here each and every week to let you know what's going on with the Patriots roster.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.